This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, May 9th. Well, we have a very, very poor opening to the market today. And, you know, the VIX volatility is up considerably, and that usually results in a pretty bad investor sentiment. The main thing that's going on today that I want you folks to be aware of is last week we were being carried somewhat by our energy and commodity stocks. Unfortunately, today they're starting to get hit because crude oil prices are down, but they're still very elevated. They're still going to continue up record earnings. These stocks pay nice dividends. They also have very low current and forecasted price to earnings ratios. So I want to keep that energy bet on. And what's been fueling that energy bet is the European Union. Obviously, they want to get away from Russian gas. We're shipping all our LNG over there. Normally, natural gas prices moderate, but they've been elevated because we're sending all our extra gas to Europe. Furthermore, they're trying to break away from Russian oil by the end of the year, refined product as well. So, you know, not every EU country can do that, but they're certainly trying. And we did survive the May Day celebrations in Russia. Russia did not attack anyone other than Ukraine, of course, which they've been doing for some time. Obviously, there was a tragedy with at a school where a lot of people were hiding, so that's unfortunate. But Russia remains bogged down, and we want to make sure that they don't attack any NATO member or any country that's supplying Ukraine with weapons to fight Russia. So that's the biggest overhang on the market. Earnings have been good, okay? Guidance is mixed. Now, for our stocks, it's very good. A good example today is Tyson Foods. Not only did they beat, again, because of high food and chicken prices, they guided higher, okay? Now, is Tyson up a lot today? No, not really. It's up a little, but that's what we want to see. You know, it's going to be one by one. Every stock has to come out. And there is a lot of PE compression underway. There's no doubt about it, okay? And the techs have taken it on the chin, especially techs that rely on consumer hits and things like that. But, you know, the semiconductors have held up better than other techs. And, of course, the semis have record order backlogs. And NVIDIA's earnings are going to come out next week. And I think that will be very, very crucial. Okay. And then earnings season will be over. Okay. The big news for you folks is we're going to get inflation news this week, and we're going to get plenty of evidence that inflation is peaking. So when I say it's peaking on durable goods. It's peaking on wages. Okay, wage growth is actually slowing down. That came out last week. Some rents are starting to peak. Okay, so that's good. Okay, the bad news is food and energy is going to remain high, okay? But the core rate inflation should moderate. And, you know, the stock market rallied when Fed Chairman Powell said they're not going to increase rates in 75 basis point increments. They're going to stick to 25 or 50 basis point increments. So the stock market rallied on that. And it's possible if we get a good inflation number, especially the core rate, excluding food and energy, and evidence becomes more widespread that inflation is peaking, that we're getting a nice big market rebound. But right now, buying stocks is like catching a knife right now. It's not easy, okay? The other thing is the ETF markets remain non-functional, okay? You do not want to sell ETFs today, period, okay? The spreads widen, you will get fleeced, okay? And unfortunately, most investors don't know that, okay? So that's unfortunate. But, yeah, if you sell any major ETF today, you're going to be paying, you're not going to get your net asset value, and that's unfortunate. So hang in there, folks. I know it's very distressing for a lot of people, but let's let this inflation news come out, and hopefully people will start to realize inflation's peaking as the Fed raises rates, and then we can get a relief rally. But otherwise, this is really a sentiment issue, okay? It's nothing more than that. It's people are just not happy, okay? And it shows up in the market. So that's unfortunate. So I will keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Hang in there. Let's hope the inflation stats this week do trigger a relief rally, because inflation did peak in March. Again, that is not for food and energy. You know, we're loaded in food and energy stocks. But that's for durable goods. That's for rent, okay, and wages, okay. And that's the main catalyst causing inflation to peak. So it's going to be fascinating to see if that triggers a positive market response when the word gets out that inflation is peaking. So that's it, everybody. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care. It's Louis Navelier.